Dear friends, today is the Feast of All Saints. The Epistle for the Mass is taken from the Apocalypse of St. John, chapter 7. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were signed, 144,000 were signed, of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Reuben 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Gad 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Aser 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Naphtali 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Manasseh 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Simeon 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Levi 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Issachar 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Zebulun 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Joseph 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Benjamin 12,000 signed. After this I saw a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and in the sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, who sitteth upon the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and the ancients, and the four living creatures. And they fell down before the throne upon their faces, and adored God, saying, Amen. Benediction and glory and wisdom, and thanksgiving, honor and power, and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. At that time, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into a mountain. And when he was sat down, his disciples came unto him. And opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you, and speak all that is evil against you untruly for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. I saw a great multitude, which no man could number, standing before the throne of the Lamb. Words taken from the Epistle of the Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, there is a story about a man named Hans Klatt. Hans Klatt was from Switzerland, and he was a master craftsman who spent his life working with ivory. He was known in particular for his ability to fashion finely carved flowers from the ivory, which he later turned into pieces of jewelry. And one day, a wealthy lady from America came to his shop high up in the Alps. She purchased several items for her daughters. The lady was in awe at the workmanship and couldn't help exclaiming that the delicate ivory flowers were so perfect that they seemed to be real. No, madam, the old man replied, they are not perfect. I wish I could make just one perfect flower. For 30 years, I have tried to make a flower as God did. Something is always missing. But, he concluded, I have honestly tried my best. And I think it is worthwhile to give one's life trying to make a perfect thing. The woman brought the jewelry home to her daughters and tried to give them the message and the spirit of the man who had made them. Years later, one of these daughters, who was known as an ideal wife and mother, was asked the secret of her patience, her love, and her happiness. By way of answer, she pointed to a small ivory lily that she wore around her neck and quoted Hans Klatt. It is worthwhile giving one's life trying to make a perfect thing. Then she added, through the years, that statement has been a challenge to me. I don't know if I can be a perfect mother or if I can raise perfect children, but I can aim for that. Like the man who made this necklace, I want to give my time and talent to making a beautiful, virtuous life, as perfect a life as possible. And she said, I hope that God will be pleased with my efforts. Today, my dear faithful, we are celebrating the feast of all those blessed souls in heaven who spent themselves trying to live the most perfect life possible, a life in conformity with God's will. They did this in obedience to the command of our Lord, be ye perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Sometimes people are a little unsure exactly what it means to be a saint. When we use the word saint, we are usually referring to a person who has been canonized by the church. But sanctity in the broad sense is defined by one bishop as the fervent surrender of oneself to God and the practice of virtue. That is, sanctity or holiness is the perfect surrender of ourselves to God's will, loving what he loves and shunning what he hates, doing what he would have us do in any given situation, not once in a while, but habitually. And this is the kind of life that each and every one of us was created to live. It would be an insult to God's goodness to say that he only calls a few to holiness. No one was created to be mediocre. And no one has to be that way. At every moment of our lives, we can choose to unite our will to God's and to do the right thing for the love of him. And the church instituted the Feast of All Saints to remind us that there are saints in heaven from every walk of life, wives and mothers and husbands and fathers, priests and religious, the innocent and the penitent. They're all there. In the Epistle for the Mass, St. John says that he saw a great multitude which no man could number, standing before the throne of the Lamb. And if we strive each day to do our best, fidelity to prayer, fidelity to our duties, avoiding sin, and trying to practice virtue from moment to moment, we will be there among that number. Holiness is not necessarily easy, but it's not complicated. Nor is it any mystery why few seem to attain to great holiness. Many young people remain lukewarm because they believe there will be time later to become holy. Many older people remain lukewarm because they believe it is too late to become holy. After our Lord died on the cross and reopened the gates of heaven, there was an emergency meeting called in hell to discuss how to deal with the problem of man's redemption. Lucifer called his three closest demon advisors, and he asked for suggestions. How will we keep men, and Catholics in particular, how will we keep Catholics from saving their souls, he asked. Well, send me, said the first demon. I will tell them there is no God. That's ridiculous, said Lucifer. They know there's a God. And what's more, they see him dead upon the cross for love of them. Send me, said the second, I will tell them there is no hell. Well, that's better, said the devil, but still they might hope for heaven. And that could ruin everything. Send me, said the third, when they are young, I will tell them there is no hurry. There is time later to practice virtue, time later to become holy. And then when they are old, I will tell them there is no time. There is no point in trying to become a saint and that they have failed. And then when death is close, we can use our favorite weapon, despair. That demon was sent out into the world to make war against the faithful. And those are the temptations that each one of us will have to face. And so it is never too early to begin trying to become a saint, and it is never too late to begin. On Good Friday, a very bad man was crucified along with our Lord. He hung beside Christ for 3 hours, and in that time he learned to unite his will to God's, to ask pardon for his sins, and to accept suffering. And now he is a saint in heaven, Saint Dismas. His sanctification took 3 hours and fervent love. And so it is never too late. Whatever you have to do, the duty of the present moment, if it is your homework, your housework, the duties of the workplace, or even just the prayers you're saying, whatever you're doing, do it as well as you can, because it is God's will. It is worthwhile to give one's life trying to make a perfect thing. And finally, never become discouraged at your faults or your sins. For like St. Mary Magdalene, these things will not hold you back if you sincerely repent of them and try to do better. In the words of St. Francis de Sales, it is not those who commit the least faults who are most holy, but those who have the greatest courage, who make the boldest efforts at overcoming themselves, those who have the greatest generosity and the greatest love. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.